Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 27th of August. Yes, it is August. Prep tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to work on your physical fitness and focus on flexibility. Both are very important. Do your stretching before and after your workout. We have patient waiting in the green, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is a John Moore Radio Show economic advisor. We'll be talking about the economy, about what you can do to help preserve family financial assets. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. What's that best telephone number for people to contact you, sir?
1-800-630-1491.
That's 800-630-1491. Don't you find it maddening when people leave a phone message and they say the telephone number oh so very fast? And you try to listen through it three different times trying to get it. It's just maddening.
It happens at least 2-3 times a day for me.
I know. And I know people don't intend to do it, but they do. Well, Steve, each successive week is more strange, more bizarre than the week before. We now have, I know you're a busy guy, you may not know this, more than 640 German medical doctors have gone public saying the following, that the worldwide response to the COVID-19 is a scam. Not that COVID-19 itself is a scam, but no, the worldwide response by these governments is a scam. And that number is probably going to grow. I'd like to see a similar effort by American doctors as a group do this. And we could probably get several thousand at this point to say the same thing publicly, couldn't we, sir?
You know, we definitely could. You know, I have a personal belief on this. You know what happened. A lot of listeners know when I was off the air for those several weeks, you know, I had COVID. And I was in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and it was pretty severe to the point where, you know, I got to the hospital and I was told that, you know, if I wouldn't have gotten there that day with 105-degree temperatures and my breathing as bad as it was, I wouldn't have survived that night. And, you know, every doctor that I talked to that those weeks that I was in the hospital, you know, dealing with this, they all told me the exact same thing. know, they weren't talking together, but they had the exact same strategy and ideas of everything. They said that people that have type A blood type, 95% of the people that have severe cases like myself are from people with type A blood. You don't hear this on the news. They say if you have type O blood, they told me if you have type O blood, it's nothing more than a cold. You might not even know what's going on. You might carry it and have no idea. They said that men get it worse than women. I mean, these are doctors that are dealing with this on the front line.
Right.
And they
right.
all say the same thing, how frustrating it is that the news isn't telling people this. You know, right. why wouldn't you tell people if you have type A blood, you should be avoiding more contact more than anybody?
Right.
You know, that's
right.
the only severe cases in the world. So
right.
there's just a
right.
lot of misinformation about this. There's a ton of misinformation.
Well, it is. I was in a local county courthouse yesterday, and they had these plexiglass shields up. Of course, the virus knows that when it sees the shield, it shouldn't go around it or over it, doesn't it?
Exactly. Well, you know what? I live in a state where it's mandatory. You know this for us to wear masks. And I wear a mask everywhere I go because I don't want to pay the stupid $250 ticket. And I still got it. And the box that the mask come in tells you it does not prevent you from getting it. So
right,
knowing,
right.
you know, everybody needs to understand this. You know, I have a family. When I have children. They don't go to school now because of this. We don't go anywhere. You know, that means I got up from going to a grocery store, wearing a mask and using sanitizer, going in and coming out of the store. And I still got it. The mask does nothing. It really does absolutely nothing.
Well,
so if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
Right. It was our conversation here on this show. It's been about 5 or 6 weeks ago that was a genesis for the Phoenix model. That's the courtesy of Steve Hunt. The Phoenix model of the mosquito net mask, which is now being manufactured. My friend Tim Spencer, he's got three lovely Filipino women feverishly working 8 hours a day, sewing these things up and distributing them. And just to expand a bit on what Steve said, on a typical day in Phoenix, it's 115 degrees in the shade. And when he says wearing a mask is mandatory, he means it's a state mandated measure that you have to wear a mask outside. Where it's 115 degrees in the shade. If you don't, it's a criminal misdemeanor and a $250 fine. Right, Steve?
Exactly right.
Amazing.
Exactly right. It's mind-boggling. And still, you know, these doctors, you can go talk to them all day long, and they'll tell you the mask does nothing, and here's the people that really need to avoid it. Everybody else is fine. I mean, the doctors, we need to be interviewing the doctors and getting these doctors on TV because... You know, what we're being told from other officials or, you know, everything else is just, it's just wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
It is wrong. It is wrong. And, of course, when that virus is approaching somebody wearing a face mask, the virus thinks to itself, oh, no, there's a mask. I shouldn't even think about avoiding a mask and going into the open membranes called the eyeballs, mucous membrane, the eyeballs, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. You know, and it's... You know, I can tell everybody from firsthand experience, you know, this thing, it crushed me for a long time. I'm still dealing with it. I mean, I've got so many now effects because of this virus. You know, I'm a fairly healthy person, and to deal with what I'm dealing with because of this virus, it's going to be 6 to 12 months of recovering from this thing.
Amazing.
So, you know, it's, you know, people with type A blood, you know, if you're out there and you know that you have type A blood, you know, please listen to me when I tell you that you, among all people, you need to do whatever you can to you know, stay inside. Don't go out. And you know, it's, you know, everybody else, from what the doctors tell me, it's not going to affect you. It's just not.
Right, right, right. Well, I'm O positive myself, so I guess I've got nothing to worry about. I already felt that way, but now it's confirmed. Well, Steve, let's segue to the reason that we're together this morning. That's the economy. What's going on with the economy, sir?
Boy, where do you want to start, John?
How about employment and manufacturing?
You know, employment, manufacturing. You know, there's so many layoffs going on right now. It's funny because we joke about this every week and say how much everything changes week to week. And it's so true. You know, there's companies like Salesforce out there. Salesforce, you know, we talk about the stock market and how, you know, companies are laying people off. Yesterday, they hit the highest stock price in company history yesterday afternoon, and within 30 minutes they laid off 1,000 people. I mean, it's such disbelief that's happening. People are getting laid off in historic numbers. They're saying that 60% of San Francisco businesses are boarded up, you know, meaning that they're just boards on the walls. We talked about this last week with New York. New York, you can drive 50, 60 miles an hour down Times Square. You know, there's videos galore online of people driving, and the stores are just, you know, boarded up. You know, this is going to start having some major impact on, you know, the economy. You know, I think it already is, and unfortunately, we're going to see it here in the next month or two. You know, you look at the housing situation that's going on. There's some news that came out a couple nights ago that housing, the amount of foreclosures and people that are late paying their mortgages, delinquencies, have soared to a decade high, and that we're higher than we were in 2008, 2009, and 2010. You know, that's not a good thing to hear. You know, when you have, when I say delinquent, I want everybody to understand, this is over 90 days. 90 days and more, they haven't made a mortgage payment. Right. And they're not in the forbearance plan. They're just delinquent. Over 90 days right now, we're at 2.25 million mortgage loans that are delinquent over 90 days. That's historic. Yeah. That's significant. And when you take 2.25 million homes that can't pay their bills, and, you know, obviously when you're 3 months, 4 months, 5 months behind, you're going to have a heck of a hard time, you know, trying to pay that back. When those homes hit that market, it's just going to absolutely shatter the real estate market. You know, and you're going to have 2008, 2009 all over again.
Residential real estate market will absolutely collapse in terms of pricing. What about commercial real estate?
Commercial real estate is going to be the same way. You know, when people start boarding up these stores, they're not having anybody come in. You know, and everything has moved to online. You know, look at Amazon. You know, the story is how Bezos has become this multi-billionaire, the biggest billionaire of all time, in record pace. Everybody's buying online. All these small shops are going out of business. So you're going to have commercial real estate that's going to be vacant, that aren't paying their bills. And, you know, it's just going to be a big domino effect. And this is going to severely impact the economy, you know, in inflation because of this, because we're trying to bail everybody out. And you and I talked, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, and you said, you know, Steve, do you think the stimulus is coming this week or how soon? I said, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks at the best. You know, we're still not there. It's been 3 weeks, and we're still nowhere closer to the stimulus. And, no, you know, they can't come to an agreement of how to bail out, you know, all the United States citizens that are hurting because of this, because they all want their, you know, the Democrats want to get this political agenda, you know, pushed in to help these states that are opposing everything. It's crazy. We've lost sight of what it means to help out the United States citizens. And instead, we're trying to get little silly things.
Well, let's see if we can help people here. Now, if you want to sell your home, time's a waste. And a blood relative of mine a couple weeks ago posted his home for sale. It sold in less than 72 hours for a cute little place.
Yep.
That time is quickly expiring to sell a home at a good price. If you're going to be buying a home and you're in a good position to do so, there will be many opportunities to buy high quality real estate at a deep discount before the year's over. Right, Steve?
Exactly, but you got to wait. You know, I would advise anybody who's thinking about selling a home right now to absolutely get your home on the market as fast as you can.
Absolutely.
They're saying
absolutely.
That homes are closing the first or second day that, you know, they're getting offers, not closing, I apologize, but they're getting offers and accepting it and going under contract within 48 hours. Okay, but the amount of homes that are delinquent are so high that when these things really hit the banks, they're going to bring down this market tremendously. So you don't want to buy right now. You know, personally, you want to be putting yours on the market. Get your money out of it. If you're making money on it, do it. Make your money on it. Rent a house for 6 months, 12 months, whatever you got to do. You know, the housing market is not going to recover in a year. I guarantee you that. You look at what happened in 2009 when the mortgage industry collapsed. You know, it took years for this to come back. So you have time. You know, I just want to tell everybody, now's the perfect time to take some money out of the situation.
Especially urban, suburban areas. Now, out where I live, the real estate people I work with and know, they say, John, we're having trouble getting inventory to find anything that we can even sell. Once they do, it usually sells pretty quickly if it's priced right. So it's the exact opposite out here in the country, at least for the time being. people are wanting to get away from urban, suburban areas. They regard them as no longer being safe. There are a lot of news about people escaping New York City, but that's, it's not limited to New York City, is it?
No, but you know, what's funny that you say that is I've got several real estate friends here in the Phoenix area. And where I live is on the outskirts of Phoenix. You know, I'm about 40 minutes outside of Phoenix. I live on dirt roads. There's no lights on the street. No, it's pitch black at night. You get to see the stars. There's no smog. And, you know, all these real estate guys that I talk to, you know, all they say is California and New York are moving here in droves. They're getting out as fast as they can. And they said they're all moving here. And they're telling me that, that what you just said, that all these houses in the area, you know, in the populated areas, that they're going under contract the same day, that they're getting cash offers over asking price the same day that they go on the market. And that they're all New York and California people that are moving out. I mean, everybody sees the writing on the wall. Everybody's getting out of these horrible cities that, you know, that they can't control, that they're protesting and rioting. And, you know, why don't we take a different approach? How about we police these areas a little bit better? And these people won't need to leave. And, you know, we won't have such a crash coming up. You know, it's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense, the direction we're going.
Unfortunately, your area is going to be Californicated, as we sometimes say. These people bring their attitudes with them, unfortunately. Yep. That government should be the entity that takes care of people. So just be aware, local politics are going to be adversely affected by these Californians and New Yorkers coming to the area. My daughter in Metro Seattle, she regards a lot of the adverse things up there politically due to Californians relocating up there in the Seattle area. So just be just your heads up there, Steve, that Californication is coming your way.
Well, we've already noticed it, and it's, you know, I think for the first time Arizona's going to vote blue. Unfortunately, you know, they've overtaken. They really have it. The population is soaring right now because of this.
Amazing. Well, a lot of attention being given to the price of gold. What's the price of gold doing these days, sir?
Price of gold is sitting steady. It goes up. It comes down. It's creating a new baseline for investors. You know, it's still right around 1940. You know, everything is looking good in the gold and silver market. It's doing exactly what, you know, we talk about. You know, there's just so much news going on in the public. You know, silver is right around $27. It's just waiting for the next shoe to drop. You know, when the stock market's going up and we're pumping so much money to keep everything, you know, afloat in the market, you know, people tend to take their mind off of what's really happening. You know, they're not worried about inflation so much. But then you have this morning, you know, the Fed chairman, you know, Jerome Powell comes out and says, you know, that benchmark of 2% of inflation that we aim for, you know, we're going to change our policy for the first time, and we're going to let that go above 2%. And we're going to let it moderately, you know, climb, and we'll figure out a new strategy. So I'm not really sure what that means. You know, they're going to let inflation kind of go crazy is what that sounds like. They're going to let it go above 2%. You have to understand that that means that's, you know, without food, gas, and energy is what the Fed talks about when we talk about inflation. So if they're going to let that 2% start to climb because they don't know how to control it right now, you know, you're going to see the prices of metal absolutely skyrocket no matter what happens on October 1st with the SDR, because you're going to start seeing that dollar be depreciated at a record pace. And you already have people getting out of the dollar at a record pace, which is already a problem. So, you know, when that happens, gold starts to climb even further. So I think we're on the verge in the next maybe week or two of seeing another big, you know, boom for gold prices, maybe to 22 or 2300.
And silver is we're doing what, sir?
Silver follows right along. Silver's right at $27. You know, silver is taking bigger moves as of late. You're seeing bigger, you know, 5% to, you know, 8% moves on a daily basis. But it's because there's so much trading right now of silver price. You know, there were a lot of silver contracts that were just turned in last week. And then, you know, within a couple of days, silver price rose $3. And, you know, there's just a lot of momentum for gold and silver.
Hold that thought, sir. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore and Moore here on Thursday, the 27th of August, visiting with Steve Hunt. You want a private consultation with Steve? Just give him a call. Here's his telephone number, twice, slowly, 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. Steve, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Steve, I got a question for you real quick. You said you had the COVID. How long were you in the hospital? I missed that.
For 2 weeks.
You were in the hospital for 2 weeks. My goodness.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I know a lot of the views on air, you know, they're not a big believers of this virus, but, you know, this thing, it's taking a massive toll. You know, I have air hose now. I'm on 5 liters of oxygen all day long. I've got blood clots all throughout my body. You know, this thing has taken a massive toll on myself. And, you know, for anybody that says, you know, it's not real, you know, I will argue, unfortunately, to the death about it because I'm dealing with this. So, you know, I just think there's different measures. You know, I think there's a lot of mistruth that's being spread about this, about how you contact it. I think there's a lot of mistruth about the people that are really that have to worry. You know, every doctor that I talked to that came into my room that came in to talk to me, you know, they all said the exact same thing. It's only people with type A blood that are dealing with this, and men more than women. Wow. Women don't get it nowhere near as bad. They said the children don't get it anywhere near as bad. You know, if you had this information in the public, imagine what we could do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to comment on the people moving into your area. They are moving up here too. I had a friend of mine list a house for $367,000, and he had it's his own house. He listed it. I mean, he, you know, put it up for sale. And he said within 3 days, he had five people bidding on it, and he ended up selling it for $407,000. And the realtor told him if he'd have been, realtor told him if he would have been willing to wait longer, he probably could have got another $50,000.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was tired of all of it. Anyway, what I'm going on, and they pay cash. But what I have noticed more than...
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what they told me, too. They're
all cash offers. Yep. The interesting thing is we have had more horrible accidents from these crazy people driving like they do in the big cities and stuff like that. I mean, people getting killed on the highways. I am dreading winter like crazy because these people don't have a clue how to drive. I mean, passing double yellow lines, corners, you can't fathom it. I imagine you can because you live in Phoenix. But, I mean, down up here, we're used to people driving with some common sense. And, my goodness, it has just went out the window. It's been a terrible, terrible thing. Great for realtors, but, my goodness, not good for everybody else.
No, we're in for a little treat with all these visitors, that's for sure, Kyle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. Kyle, thank you for the update. We appreciate
it. Sure.
Thanks, Kyle.
Well, Steve, so you got an O2 bottle that you're using to help with your situation. That's good, but it hasn't cut down your productivity, has it?
No. You know, luckily, you know, I've set up everything at home. I have an air machine that, you know, with the hose, you know, I still work every day. I still get online. You know, it doesn't affect, you know, the fact that I can read every day. Still doing the same research. I'm still trying to get to everybody as fast as I can. So, you know, everything's still going on. You know, unfortunately, the world doesn't stop for you, you know, no matter what's going on in anybody's life. And then, you know, everybody has to understand that, you know, things don't slow down. The world's going to keep on moving. And this, you know, unfortunate time of that we're going through is going to keep on going. And you don't really have time to stop. You've got to be proactive with everything that's happening. I mean, there's just too much news coming out. Too many people are coming out with inside information about the Fed and you know, what's going on behind the scenes. You know, you really just got to take care of business.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your diligence and being available to help people. And, Steve, we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thanks, John. I look forward to it.
Okay. Steve Hunt, if you want to contact Steve for a private consultation, just give him a call. Here's his phone number, 800-630-1491. And he'll take care of your needs and help you achieve your goals. We've got about an hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about my favorite product, my home business. That would be the Energy Cleaner. It's always a lot of fun to catch up with Tom on the Energy Cleaner. I got a couple of updates for Tom that he's not aware of yet. So stay tuned after the break, and we'll get to Tom, and we'll get the updates out there and talk about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into a tempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 27th of August. This is the 24 Minutes I look forward to every week when I visit with my time manufacturer of the energy clan. We talk about my home business, my favorite product, the energy cleaner, an electronic healing device. And we begin these conversations with Tom giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, I had an unexpected surprise this week. I got my hands on Energy Clear manufactured 8-plus years ago, the cream-colored one, still in the shrink wrap, never opened. And it's pretty neat to get my hands on this. I've got several of the old ones that I've been using for years, but it is kind of neat to get my hands on one, and it'll be in rotation and go out with the next order probably. But the current version, of course, is black, and the one before that was cream colored, and it was kind of fun to get my hands on that, Tom.
Yeah, they, John, we stopped making those in December of 2013. We ran out of those cases. Those were injection molded cases, and the injection mold itself weighed 920 pounds, and it was beyond repair. It had been TIG welded. You know, they fracture, repeated heating and cooling cycles, and they finally break. So we found that it was more cost effective to go with thermoforming. And that's what we do. And I always tell everybody they worry about supply chain on all kinds of products with these terrible times we're going through. And I always assure everybody we keep plenty of parts on hand. And I just, by email, not 10 minutes ago, got confirmation of another shipment of plastic sheet, 1,800 pounds of plastic sheet material being shipped out for making the energy cleaner. So we keep plenty of raw material on hand.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, with the guest appearances I'm doing with Mike Adams and Doug Hagman and others, getting a lot more listeners. Every week we have new listeners. And so we have to start fresh every week because of the new listeners. They never heard of the energy cleaner, barely know who John Moore is, never heard of Tom Berryhill before. So I know for you regular listeners, it's repetition, but sometimes the procrastinators need some repetition, don't they, Tom?
They do, and some of them would like to know what it's all about, and we try to tell them the story behind it and what we're doing.
Absolutely. So here we go from the beginning. The energy cleaner, first of all, I'll tell you what it's not. It is not a Rife machine. It is not a TENS unit. Entirely different technology. What the energy cleaner does is put out an electronic healing signal. And that signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We focus on two things, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. That's two things we focus on. And it's very effective at that. It's about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9D as in delta, 9D cell batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And one place to plug in one wire. That can be the wire that comes with it, a power cord wire that you can attach to a loom screen wire for a pad to sleep on, or aluminum foil to wrap around an injured body part, elbow, ankle, shoulder, whatever it might be. Or you can plug in one of the factory-made, high-quality mattress pads I offer for sale. That's what most people are doing these days. And just simply plug in the mattress pad, have it on your bed, obviously, and then sleep on it 8 hours a day. And you may find, as myself, that as time goes on using the energy cleaner, you require less sleep, don't you, Tom?
That's very true, and many people have commented on that. They feel just as refreshed, if not even more refreshed, the morning after they sleep on that energy cleaner. And, John, another thing that people will comment on, and you may have experienced it, I know I did when I first started using it, this is 20 years ago, but you would have very vivid dreams, lucid dreaming. In full color. I mean, it was really something, like it was really happening. And I've heard that comment from many people all over the world.
Well, you know, now I think about it, I do have more vivid dreams using energy cleaner. I hadn't thought about that in a while, but I do. They're vivid, full color dreams. And sometimes I remember them, sometimes I don't. But I recall a dream in the last couple of nights. It seemed to be reality. It was so real. It was pretty funny. A couple other side effects: your hair grows faster, your toenails and fingernails grow faster, more energy in general. And a bonus, ladies seem to be more interested in this than the men. Ladies, it will give your husband a stronger libido. And I'm doing that using very polite words. The inventor of the energy cleaner, Mr. Lee Kroc, he got a bit more graphic, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and that was on Frank Whalen's show that I used to be on Republic Broadcasting Network. So, that was quite an event. Wish I had a recording, an archive recording of that, John. It was interesting.
We had issues with archives for years, and I'm not sure how far back the archives go for Frank's show, or even if they would be posted, probably not. But the inventor, Mr. Lee Kroc, was really a hoot, wasn't he?
He was quite a character, and, you know, John, over the years I've done business with huge companies, McDonnell Douglas, Emerson Electric, all the Bell telephone operating companies, and companies like that, AT&T, all big companies. And I'll tell you what, out of all of those, out of everybody I've ever done any kind of manufacturing business with, Lee Kroc was my favorite customer. He was a man of his word, and if he said he was going to do something, he always did it. He'd give you his word, and after I got to know him real good, I discovered that he was definitely a man of his word. And he was an interesting guy to do business with, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, the energy cleaner puts out this electrostatic signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, helps you to sleep better. I sleep as good as a small child overnight. I wake up refreshed, pain-free. Everybody with arthritis gets relief. Most get complete relief. Everybody else gets at least some relief, don't they, Tom?
They do, and it's different for everybody. Sometimes people with acute pain will notice changes for the better pretty quick, and then some people will have maybe they just have mild pain and so on, but they will notice changes, but it might take a few days, and in some cases it took several weeks. I've had people tell me, you know, I don't really feel any different with using this energy cleaner. And then only to hear from them, excuse me, several months later, and they'll tell me, you know, I do notice a change now, but it was so subtle. It just came on slowly, and certain things that they had been having problems with just gradually went away, and now they don't have that trouble anymore. And it could have been because of a buildup of toxins. It's hard to say, but they clean their body up, and then the body fixed itself.
Well, that's always what happens, is the body repairs itself. And the energy cleaner just kind of gives us a little nudge along the way. And there's different ways to use the energy cleaner. Getting one of the factory-made mattress pads out for sale is the most popular way. I touched briefly on another way. That would be making a pad with aluminum foil from your kitchen. Make it about four layers thick, wrap over the edges so it's thicker around the edges. And if you have an injured ankle, knee, elbow, shoulder, whatever it might be, you wrap around that body part and sit in a chair and watch a movie, read a book, and then the energy cleaner will do that. It would be difficult to keep it on while you're sleeping, but I imagine some people may be able to, couldn't they, Tom?
Oh, yeah, people do that. And we've had several cases of people with broken bones. And while the fractured limb or whatever it is in a cast, they will actually loosely wrap aluminum foil around that with a wire embedded down in there, and then they're able to connect that wire onto the energy cleaner. They can disconnect it if they have to get up and move some, but otherwise, if they're in bed or sitting on the couch recuperating, they can just connect up to the energy cleaner, and that broken bone will heal so fast it just totally just surprises and astounds the physician that's tending to them.
Right,
it's amazing.
Well, I get phone calls and emails from people with chronic conditions, chronic pain and so forth, and here's what I recommend is if they have access to a hot tub or a bathtub, either one, to fill up that bathtub with comfortably warm water, Take that black power cord that comes with the engine cleaner, attach a metal spoon to it because it's got no sharp edges, and place that metal spoon attached to the engine cleaner in the bathtub, and just get down in there until the water starts cooling off, or keep adding more water, as the case may be. Spin up to an hour if you want. Same thing with a hot tub, except you want to turn the temperature down to 98 degrees. Most people don't want to spend more than 12 or 15 minutes in a hot tub at 112, 115 degrees. But 98 degrees, you can spend an entire hour there. And if it's really chronic, do it twice a day. Bathtub treatment, hot tub treatment in the morning, another one in the afternoon, and then, of course, the engine cleaner to sleep on it at night, and maybe another pad for your recliner to watch a movie or read a book. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. It's that simple. It's so easy to use, and there's no dials, no adjustments that have to be made. It's totally automatic. Once you put the batteries in, it's working, and it'll continue to work until you take the batteries back out 24/7. And we do recommend that the batteries are changed on an annual basis. If you go much longer than a year, the batteries could start to leak. And this is with any electronic device. If you're going to have it sitting there all the time, whether it's running or just in storage, you want to keep an eye on the batteries. And if something's if you're not going to be using any kind of electronic device, take the batteries out so they don't leak, because they will all leak eventually.
Right.
You want to get those batteries changed in the energy cleaner. Yeah.
I put a paper tag on mine. I have typically have two or three that I keep and use for different purposes, and I put a paper tag on the side of it to tell me when to change the battery. So I make it as easy as I can for people to buy the engine cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com under products. You can buy your engine cleaner, your mattress pad right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free art line 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And you can send me a check. My address is right there at my website. Also, I get about one check a month from people that want to use a check to make their purchase. And of course, I do something that very few, almost no health professionals do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I don't have any concerns about a doubting Thomas. I encourage it. What I am concerned about is procrastinators who, once they get the energy cleaner, they regret the month or 2 months or 6 months or a year that they wasted procrastinating by getting an energy cleaner. We hear that over and over again, don't we, Tom?
Oh, all the time, John. We've been hearing that for 20 years. Wish I would have done this a long time ago. I remember early on, people would tell me, I wish I did this many years ago. And I said, well, many years ago, this product didn't exist. It's just starting. So we started making the first units in March of 2000. So it's been going on for just a little bit over 20 years.
Yep, absolutely. You got a question about the energy cleaner? If you've had success with us, give us a call at 800-313-9443. And a bonus. A couple of bonuses. One, your pets. If you got a mattress pad on your bed to catch the engine cleaner, you better keep the door shut, or the cats and dogs will be fighting each other to get access to that signal, won't they, sir?
Well, that's right. For some reason, the dogs and cats can seem to sense that, and they seek it out, and then they'll get into some scuffles over who gets the best spot on that energy cleaner pad.
Absolutely. So that's one bonus. Another is gardening, and your fruits and vegetables will grow faster and bigger and more beautiful with the energy cleaner signal, won't they?
That's very true, and it's easy to do if you just get some chicken wire and get some of these plastic fence posts. If you use the metal fence posts, you're going to have to use some sort of insulator, and electric fence insulators work good. You want to keep that chicken wire grid from becoming grounded, so you keep it above ground and hovering over the plants. You'll have to keep an eye on it and move it up as the plants grow. You don't want them getting tangled up in there. It won't hurt anything, but it makes a huge mess if you don't keep an eye on it. But as the plants grow, you raise that, and you can connect the energy cleaner cable onto it anywhere that's convenient. It doesn't have to be in the middle or on this side or that side or corner. Just wherever you can clip onto it is good enough, and keep the energy cleaner out of any bright sunlight. Keep it in a shaded area. And it will energize those plants. And if you're growing vegetables, I think anybody that gets into this will be absolutely surprised as to the production rate. it can double in many cases.
Right, right. It will, and keep a close watch on your plants because they'll grow so fast they'll get up and get tangled up in the chicken wire, won't they?
Yeah, they will. We've seen it happen many times. It's happened to me, John. It was a real mess.
Yep. So that's a good thing. Fast growth is a good thing. It goes along with the faster growth of the fingernails, toenails, and hair, doesn't it?
It does. It's all the same, and it's amazing how many vegetables you can grow so much quicker with this, especially in greenhouses.
That may be a matter of getting basic nutrition in a not too distant future. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 27th of August. Well, Tom, this 24 minutes has flown by. I know you're working feverishly to prepare a new batch of energy clearance for me, and I'll be getting those one day next week. And we'll be getting our orders out, energy cleaners and mattress pads. And What I've been telling people all week long, Tom, is that are you tired of not doing the things you love? Walk in the park, playing golf, playing tennis, go dancing, whatever it might be. If you want to get your life back and do the things that you love, it's pretty simple. Just get an engine cleaner, right, Tom?
That's it. Pretty simple, John. And we have them in constant production, work on them every day. And they fly out as fast as we can get them going.
They do. They do. The surge in ours I've had since the Chinese flu has captured the attention of the country has been phenomenal and very gratifying to help people achieve their goals of improved health. I finished Steve Whitman's book, Steve's testimonies at my website under the energy cleaner. He gives the energy cleaner and John Moore credit for saving his life and a rapid recovery from being shot 3 times with a 45 caliber pistol. Very moving story, and I just finished reading his book last week, Tom, Winning Life's Lottery, the updated version, with about 100 new pages of information. Very well done. But we save people's lives all the time, don't we, sir?
We do, John, and been doing it for a long time. All over the world, these energy cleaners are in use, even on cruise ships. I know a lot of the over-the-road truck drivers. We use the energy cleaner signal to help them to be more relaxed. And when they get to the end of their long day of driving, many of them have told me they just feel so relaxed, they feel like they could keep going.
Yep.
But legally,
yep,
they can't, so they have to take their mandated rest stops. But it really helps quite a bit with the truck drivers.
Yep. Well, I use my energy cleaner when I'm on long road trips also, and I find the same thing is true for me. That I can drive 10 hours and I feel like I've driven about 4 maybe, just still refreshed and still very alert. And that's simply the way it is, isn't it, Tom?
It is.
Well, thank you for being with us, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning and talk about emergency survival communications.
John, I'll be ready.
Well, good. We got a lot of interest. People are concerned and they want to know about this stuff. Thank you, Tom. See you in the morning.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. All right, the energy cleaner. What a marvelous healing device. I'm so glad that I am able to work with Tom and help people get their lives back. It's just so gratifying and so rewarding and so humbling to have a man tell you to your face that, John, you saved my life with the energy cleaner. That is so humbling and so rewarding to be able to do that. Absolutely amazing. Okay, That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.